we would be here. The gravity inside of human beings can become dangerous. When you hear somebody say it to you, just hold it together. You've said it to other people, haven't you? Just get a grip! That's gravitational power. But it's all about control. Get a grip! Power! Dominate! Dominion! You see, gravity is flexible. We can still move. Isn't that amazing? It's perfect. But this get a grip, when we're serious, this is heavy duty. This is grave material. And this becomes dangerous inside of human beings when it's about emotional, psychological, or political matters. Get control. Get whatever it takes to have power over yourself or somebody else or others. I see heads nodding. You know what I'm talking about. In May of 1933, 90 years ago this month, Nazis began burning books in villages and towns throughout Germany. Ideas. Not good. Free thinking. Not allowed. And today, we are burning books and banning books in this country, and it's now official in Florida. It's happening again. In November of 1938, Kristallnacht occurred. And raging mobs throughout Germany destroyed Jewish businesses, killed dozens, arrested thousands, and burnt synagogues to the ground. And there was no criticism, no consequences from the government or the press, let alone the international community. And Hitler knew, it's mine. It's in the bag. On the very weekend that we dedicated the Tree of Life in our meditation corner here, on that very Sabbath Shabbat weekend, the massacre occurred at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's happening again. Will we cry out or play the meek sheep? What does this have to do with Pentecost? I'm glad you asked. Pentecost is the fiery emergence of grace, a radiant love which draws everyone together. It insists upon relationship. It delights in diversity and unity. That dance of coming together, free form, beautiful expression in so many different ways of being human and being drawn together in love. Gravity bonds the physical universe. Grace attracts life into wholeness, into beauty, into consciousness. It attracts life into wisdom and joy and community. Grace makes life possible. It's not an add-on. Grace makes life real. Without artificiality or brutality. God is love. Not infinite power. God is love. Jesus comes among us not to start a new religion. He came to create a new humanity. That's what that Aramaic phrase I share with you again and again and again and again means. The bar and nasha. Trust and enjoy. It's not just our lives, though. It's the lives of those around us who depend upon this. Philippa, you're loved. Good, you're loved. Ourselves as loved. The hardest thing in the world. But when it sinks in, gradually, piecemeal, it changes everything. It does. It does. That's why the future is dependent upon it. That's why we can't evolve until we begin to return to the core of love. Because it's not only about our own selves being loved. It's about interbeing. That's the only way love knows how to live. Right? Is to draw others, to attract others, to broaden the circle, to invite in. It's about interbeing. It's about living within the communion. This is a whole new language, isn't it? It's a whole new way of being. A whole new way of understanding ourselves and each other as loved and lovable. It's as dramatic as the very first Pentecost, when people began to speak in other languages, which were communicating the mercies of God. Everyone's baffled. How is this going on? What's it about? Where is it leading? And we're trying, aren't we? We're trying to explore it, to live into it. What's it mean to involve interfaith friends in our life? Is that possible? Incorporating the arts or partners in Nicaragua and South Africa? What is that strange attempt of? What are we doing? It's a new language. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I need to say to you that the gravitational power game has one major advantage over all the rest of us. And that is, they are just righteous in everything they do. They don't need anyone. They don't need anything. They don't need the truth. They're righteous. And all I have to do is run roughshod over anyone who disagrees with me, right? Eons ago, the universe began to discover. discover the fire, the Big Bang, the future, the collisions of cosmos and universe. Someday in the future, human beings will once again harness that radiant love. And the whole universe will be transformed. And for the second time, human beings will have discovered peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.